أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Quran Weekly. I just wanted to give you a 4-minute, 5-minute reminder in regards to a couple of ayat of the Quran that deal with two really important issues. The first of them, Allah says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, which means essentially that your master, your Lord, declared that you be enslaved and worship no one other than He. And so the first part of this ayah is making a demand about Allah's rights on us. The second says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Immediately after he says you should be enslaved to him, he says you better be the best to your parents. The word ihsanan, without getting technical into the grammar, is actually an exhortation. You better be the best to them, the best you can possibly be to them. And you know, it seems like one half of the ayah was about Allah and the other half of the ayah is about parents. But if you look at the ayah, most of the ayah is about parents. First he says, you better be the best to them. Then he says, "Imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibar," even if they reach old age before you, ahaduhuma aw kilahuma, one of them or both of them, fala taqul lahuma uff, then don't you dare say even say uff to them. We'll come back to that in a second. But wala tanharhuma, and don't shrug them and don't brush them off, wa qul lahuma qawlan karima, and you better speak especially to both of them with noble speech, with respectful speech. Over and over and over again, one thing after the next, after the next, after the next, about parents. Just one thing about Allah, and several things about parents. Just imagine how serious this matter is. But still, the thing to appreciate is Allah mentioned Himself first. And one of the lessons in that is, you're really not going to be able to be good to your parents if you're not truly a slave and a worshipper of Allah. If you're not doing that first part, you're going to be failing in the next part. So if any of you are messing up with your relationship with your parents, what does that tell you? That tells you you're not really slaves of Allah yet. You haven't really done that due yet, because the latter would have been easier for you if you fulfilled the former. This is the first thing. The second thing is, what does it mean to be best? And it says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. It doesn't even say, وَإِحْسَانًا بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. That would be a different meaning. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. What that means is, especially when it comes to your parents, and exclusively when it comes to your parents in comparison to others, you better be the best. In other words, it's easy for you to be the best to your boss, because you know you'll get in trouble if you mess around with him. It's easy for you to be the best to your professor, because he might fail you. It's easy for you to be the best to your friends, because you don't want to lose them. But when it comes to your parents, you take them for granted. But Allah says, no, especially when it comes to your parents. You're on the phone with one of your friends, and your mom calls, I gotta go, that's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You're playing video games, your mom says, dinner's ready. You don't turn around and say, coming, come on, all right, I told you I'm coming. No. Leave it, drop it. If I was at your house, I'd break your TV. Go listen to your mother. This is a primary obligation we have in this religion. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ. Then he says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَهُمَا. He made it a point to mention one or both of them reaching old age. This is really important, because when our parents get older, they get more demanding. And as they're getting older, you're getting more independent and, you know, turning into pretty much an adult. And you think you can make your own decisions and you have your own life, and they're still treating you like a kid and they don't understand you, and you have all these complaints about them in your head and you rant about them to your friends. But Allah says, especially when they get old, especially when they get antsy, especially when they get irrational, especially when they get, they don't understand where you're coming from and they put these demands on you, this is the time to be the best to them. And it's not going to be easy for anyone who's not a slave of Allah, who's doing this first not for their parents but for the sake of Allah. This is the first thing, the second thing Allah mentions. Then He says, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't shrug them off, don't push them away. This is the same commandment given to the Prophet ﷺ in regards to the orphan. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Same words. right? As far as the orphan is concerned, don't shrug him off. Don't push him aside. Nahara, to flow right by. You know, mom's talking to you, you walk right off. Or you don't even turn towards her when you talk to her. Shame on you. How can you do that to your mother? The kinds of pain she went through for you. And you could just forget everything she did and just say, oh, my mom, yeah, she's always yelling at me. She's always saying stuff. You know, the height of ingratitude. Not just to your mother, but first to Allah, but on top of that, your mother. Even if you're not a believer. Have you forgotten that you're, you know, just because you don't remember when you were in her womb, making her throw up every 30 minutes, you know, kicking her from the inside in her ribs, and you almost killed her coming out of her, and the kinds of pain she went through feeding you, and not going to sleep, and you can forget, because you don't remember, so you don't appreciate it, and you can talk to her any which way you want. So this is, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. To both of them, speak in noble speech, respectful speech. You know, for some of you, cuss words and foul language just comes out of you like like carbon dioxide, like breathing out. You don't even think about it and you say words. You better watch it when it comes to your parents. You shouldn't use those words anyway, but especially when it comes to your parents. Then he's another ayah dedicated to parents right after that. He says, وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. SubhanAllah. Lower your wings of humility, powerlessness. Lowering the wings in Arabic means you have power, you have the ability to fly like a bird, but you descend anyway, you come down anyway. Even though you have the power to walk away or slam the door in their face or hang up the phone, you take it from them, you take the yelling. And if you're going to tell me or comment on your Facebook page, but you don't understand, my parents are, man, they're messed up, or I have a special exceptional circumstance, guess what? Everybody feels they have an exceptional circumstance. Everybody feels. Nobody thinks that this applies to them. Everybody thinks it's talking about the next person who's got a normal situation. You know, Allah knows who He created. So He talked to us knowing our circumstance. So lower your wings of mercy and humility before them. Final comment, min al-rahma. This last part of the ayah, I'm skipping a lot of stuff because I need your attention span. So min al-rahma. Out of mercy. This means three things at least. It means first, you better humble yourself to them, despite the ability not to humble yourself. You better do so because they're at an age where they need your mercy. Number two, because they showed you mercy when you were small. And they didn't rack it up and make a record of it and give you a bill when you were old enough. Look, I've been doing all these services. These are the hours of labor I put in for you. Now you pay me back. No, they showed you mercy. It's time for you to show them mercy. And the third and final one, if you want Allah to show you mercy, you better show them mercy. Min al-Rahman. May Allah make us the best to our parents, and may Allah make us help us understand these ayat and live by them. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim, wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayat wa dhikr al-Hakim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.